Coming up on KUCB News, the Board of Fish takes another look at Tanner crab, and Southwest Alaska continues to see high rates of tuberculosis. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Thursday, April 13th, 2017. The Alaska Board of Fisheries has scheduled a special meeting next month to consider changing the harvest strategy for Bering Sea Tanner crab. The current strategy sparked controversy last year when biologists were forced to cancel the $50 million commercial fishery after the Baradai population fell short of the opening threshold.
It was agreeable to all parties that maybe taking a look at this harvest management strategy would be a good idea, and possibly changing it.
Glenn Haid is executive director for the Board of Fish. He says board members have proposed changing four elements of the harvest strategy, including where the tanner stock is surveyed and how female biomass is calculated. Those are significant factors that help decide whether crabbers can harvest Baradai each season.
Doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to open a fishery up, but they're taking a look at it anew.
Haid says the Board of Fish is accepting public comment on the proposal until May 12th. Board members will meet in Anchorage the following week to review testimony and vote on the harvest strategy. The State Department of Health says 57 cases of tuberculosis were reported in Alaska in 2016. That's a moderate decrease from the prior year, but Alaska continues to have one of the highest rates of TB in the United States, more than double the national average. Anchorage Medical Officer Bruce Chandler says the high rate is to be expected, given Alaska's history of the disease.
We continue to see cases crop up both in rural Alaska and Anchorage, primarily in the Alaska Native population, where there was so much tuberculosis and for the last century and a half or two.
The infection can lie dormant and harmless in a person for decades, even an entire lifetime. If it becomes active, persistent coughing is typically an early symptom. While antibiotics can cure TB, the disease is also resistant to drugs. Chandler says keeping Alaska's TB rate under control requires a lot of work behind the scenes from public health officials.
Now we don't have the tools to totally eradicate tuberculosis. This is not a problem that's going to go away. It's something to be of concern for a long time to come.
TB rates are highest in Southwest Alaska, and worldwide, about one-third of the population has latent TB. The state Senate voted yesterday to delay a joint session on whether to confirm Governor Bill Walker's appointments. When the hearing does happen, one of Walker's choices for the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights faces a potentially close vote. KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman has the story.
Conservative lawmakers are raising questions about the appointment of Fairbanks resident Drew Phoenix to the Human Rights Commission. The commission drew concern from conservatives in November when it raised the possibility of interpreting the state ban on sex discrimination to include gender identity and sexual orientation. Senate President Pete Kelly says the commission is wrong to include protections that lawmakers didn't intend.
It seems they're planning to usurp the legislature's authority. And I just want to know if we're going to add another person to the Human Rights Commission that holds views that are out of step with the rest of Alaska.
Phoenix is a transgender man. He has served as executive director of the LGBT advocacy organization Identity Alaska and a fundraiser and spokesman for the ACLU of Alaska Foundation. He says commission members apply existing state law, and he would do the same.
I'm a firm believer that the better able we are to eliminate any threat of discrimination for individuals, the better off our entire state will be in terms of peace and safety, and economic and healthy well-being.
Phoenix is sympathetic with the commission's position on who's covered by sex discrimination. And all four members of the public who testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Phoenix's appointment supported him. Reverend Martin Eldred, pastor of Joy Lutheran Church in Eagle River, says Phoenix is able to reach out to those on both sides of disputes. Phoenix is an ordained Methodist minister.
I think Drew does a good job of educating in a gentle way. He's a good friend, he's a colleague, and I think he could only help our state.
It's not clear when the confirmation session will occur. While state law says the legislative session should end on Sunday, the state constitution allows it to continue until May 17th. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Alaska Congressman Don Young is one of 43 House members asking Congress to prevent the Justice Department from pursuing federal drug cases against people complying with their state's medical marijuana laws. Young and his colleagues have written to the leaders of the subcommittee that produces the budget for the Justice Department. They want the appropriations bill to say none of the money Congress allocates for the department can be used to prosecute people for using, selling, or growing medical marijuana if it's legal under state law. Congress has included similar language in appropriations bills since 2014, but it might be more controversial this year. The new U.S. Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has long argued that marijuana is a dangerous drug that should not be tolerated. What would Unalaska look like without immigrants? What is it like to be an immigrant in Unalaska? And how do we celebrate our diversity on the island? Tonight, KUCB Radio and Alaska Public Media are hosting Community in Unity, an open discussion on the topic of immigration and identity in Unalaska. Please join us for the conversation, starting tonight at 7 o'clock in the Burma Road Chapel. Everyone is welcome. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.